Duran Duran. What an incredible band. Incredible musicians and songs. And they've stayed relevant for 40 years. And as was said on the brilliant Netflix documentary, how many bands stay relevant? How many, if anything, stays relevant for 40 years? Certainly artists. Particularly if you're like Duran Duran and me, you're from Birmingham. Duran Duran and I, both from Birmingham. Both formed in Birmingham in the 1970s. Both made our way in the clubs of Birmingham in the 80s. It's amazing the similarities, both with beautiful hair and clothes. And true story, the club where Duran Duran was formed, it's called the Rum Runner. I had my first snog in 1987. With a member of Duran Duran, it was. That wasn't. I've been snogging for decades since then, nearly 40 years. It's hard to keep the snog relevant after so many years, but I'm one of those great artists that can still do it. Constantly bringing something new to the table or wherever we're lying down to snog. So yeah, at least two great artists come out of Birmingham, Duran Duran and Nathan Cassidy. Which is in itself remarkable to some people who regard Birmingham as a worthless fucking shithole. What has happened to it all? Crazy summer day. Where is the life that I recognize gone away? Birmingham. I'm surprised at the number of people in this age of extreme awareness on diversity, inclusion, racism and the like, still regard people from Birmingham as thick as the shit of pigs and say it all the time. Oh, Birmingham! It's the it's the default accent, isn't it, for a stupid person? That's acceptable. Oh, I'm from Birmingham. I must be dumb as fuck, because I'm from Birmingham. You know what I mean? But, you know. I won't cry for yesterday. Just have to accept it, don't we? If you're from Birmingham, you have to say, all right. Or in our case, all right. If they swapped Birmingham for Jamaica, there would be race riots. Well, put up with it no longer, is what I say. Because as we emerge from lockdown, a more tolerant society, let's be tolerant of people from Birmingham. For we are a great city. A city that produced Duran Duran, Nathan Cassidy, a hotbed of culture and disease. Tremendously high figures for COVID-19. And before that, Birmingham in the 70s was the centre of smallpox. Don't forget that. We've always led the way. I'm joking, of course, but because Birmingham is the centre of comedy. All the great comics. I'm serious. The great comics come from Birmingham. Stuart Lee, Frank Skinner, Nathan Cassidy, John Oliver, Bill Oddie, Nathan Cassidy, Tony Hancock. And of course, not forgetting me, Nathan Cassidy. We all came from Birmingham. And what sets us apart, and I really believe this, from other comics, what sets us apart from other cities in the world? And this is why people get the wrong end of the stick and think we're stupid and thick as shit. We ain't stupid. I tell you what we are. We're ordinary. I won't cry for yesterday. There's an ordinary world. Somehow I have to find. You'll find it in Birmingham. Every other city in the world has got something. It's got like a famous bridge, a famous square. It's got something. What's the most famous thing about Birmingham? Yes. What's our big landmark? Some would say our only landmark. That's right. Spaghetti Junction. You jealous? If you don't know it, it's a junction where a load of major roads, motorways, intersect. That is all we have. And we're proud of it because we're ordinary. And as we emerge from lockdown, surely we appreciate ordinary more now. We'll appreciate travelling around Spaghetti Junction. In fact, that's the first thing I'm going to do when we're allowed out, is to go on a non-essential journey, just driving round and round Spaghetti Junction. And when I do that, I'll celebrate ordinary. And all the great cities in the world that are like Birmingham, that are ordinary. And you can tell they're ordinary because they too have Spaghetti Junctions. It's not just Birmingham. It's other places in the world. Auckland. Oh, should we go to New Zealand? Oh, you have to go South Island. No, thank you. I'm going to the place with a Spaghetti Junction, Auckland. All right, fine. Hey, kids, we're going to America. We're going to California. Disneyland? No, we're going to MacArthur Maze. Well, that sounds brilliant. Yes, it does sound brilliant because it's ordinary. And that's why my favourite place in the world, as I said previously on this podcast, is Vegas. Because it has not one, but three spaghetti bowls, as they're called. Fuck the strip, that's where dreams are shattered. Get yourself to Las Vegas Spaghetti Bowl, Reno Spaghetti Bowl, or Henderson Spaghetti Bowl. Yeah, it's the Hender Bender, baby. What a rush. What a ride. I never lose. Because I'm ordinary. Maybe I will survive. I love being ordinary. And why do you never lose when you're ordinary? Well, it's quite simple. Any other city in the UK or the world, you miss stuff, don't you? Oh, I live in London, you know, during the pandemic. I miss theatres, the West End. If you're on the coast, I miss holidays. I miss the beach, Prague. I miss the stunning architecture and the sex clubs. People in Birmingham, they miss nothing. We miss nothing. The last decent club, the Rum Runner, was closed in 1987. Shortly after I had my first snogging there, the police raided it and said, should there really be kids snogging in your club? Anyway, ordinary. Let's celebrate ordinary. Doesn't make us stupid. Makes us ahead of our times, because for the last year, everything has been closed. Everywhere people moaning, oh, you can't do anything anymore. In Birmingham, you've never been allowed to do anything. Apart from spread killer diseases. So for the last year, nothing has changed for us. We've been spreading disease. And if we want to get out, we have the best theme park in the world on our doorsteps to drive around. Our heads spinning with a sheer, dizzying majesty of Spaghetti Junction. People are soon emerging from lockdown. I've heard so many people say, oh, this pandemic has changed us. We're going to be better people that appreciate the smaller things in life. So I ask you, I implore, as you emerge from lockdown, to put your money where your mouth is and respect the great city of Birmingham or any city in your part of the world with a Spaghetti Junction. We're not stupid, we're ordinary. When all you dandies in London and Long Beach and Christchurch and Berlin are long gone because you go out without a coat because you're trendy. We ordinary people will be the ones still standing, driving round and round Spaghetti Junction, in a brown Austin Allegro, just like I did as a kid when my stepdad took me on a rare trip out to try his car out on the motorway. This was the only trip out he took me on as a kid. As fast as he could, round the corners. He wasn't stupid. Taking three children out and his wife, skidding round the bends of Spaghetti Junction at 120 miles an hour. He was ordinary, wasn't he? All right. Let's go out to the Austin Allegro at 120 miles an hour. All we want now is an ordinary world. So all I'll ever want is Birmingham, the heart of England, will always have my heart. Even the really scummy bits. Slow down, man. I'm terrified. Please, John, slow down. Maybe I will survive. And as my stepdad used to tell us, you'll never lose. Don't worry, kids. You're from Birmingham. You've got literally nothing to lose. You'll never lose. Because you've got nothing. All right. Lots of love. Bye.